Hey there, Wedding Pro. Are you using AI to its fullest potential in your business yet? Or have you been experimenting with ChatGPT with mixed results? I get it, and I figured out the hacks to get AI to help wedding pros elevate your brand, streamline your content creation, and more. And we're sharing it in our AI-powered Brand Voice Mastery for Wedding Pros guide, located in the Planner's Vault shop. This guide is filled with prompts, insights, and expert guidance on how to use AI quickly, powerfully, and accurately for your business needs. Whether you want to inject more personality into your copy or create more engaging social media content or communicate your unique value proposition more effectively, this guide is your key to unlocking the full potential of AI in your business journey. Grab your copy now at theplannersvault.com/shop. Or click the link in the show notes. Okay, friends, let's start the show. Imagine this. You just got engaged and you've started planning for this big celebration that you've been imagining in your head for years now. You've started putting down deposits for vendors and everything seems to be about 3 times more than you budgeted for. You've seen all the news articles about inflation, the wedding boom, and some vendors going out of business without notice. Many of your top dates, locations, and vendors were either already booked or significantly more expensive than you initially anticipated. Maybe you witnessed up close and personal the chaos of seeing some of your friends and family lose out on deposits or having no semblance of a normal celebration during COVID. Your inbox is overflowing with free guides, checklists, and random pricing brochures as you try to get your bearing of what all goes into planning your wedding. Not to mention, all of your friends and family are asking you almost every day where you're at with planning your wedding, and you're just trying to keep your head above water while you're juggling a full-time job, opinionated family members, and a barrage of unsolicited advice. You've even found yourself in disagreements with your significant other about priorities and who to invite, and it's feeling less fun by the day. Sometimes you fall asleep at night questioning whether you should have just eloped. Couples planning a wedding right now have stated in a recent 2022 Wedding Wire Newlywed report that the most common sentiments they feel while planning their wedding are stress, uncertainty, and overwhelm. That, my wedding pro friends, is why in episode 186, we're going to talk about how to use empathy, authority, and authenticity as superpowers to set yourself apart as a wedding professional. Hey there, I'm Megan Gilligan, and this podcast is for fellow wedding pros that know what it really takes to thrive as a professional in the wedding industry. Because it's not what they show you in the movies. Spoiler alert, it takes more than a wave of a wand or the toss of confetti to take someone's special day from big idea to big success. This podcast is a wedding professional safe space to laugh and dish about the glitz, the not so glam, and all things weddings, for real. In general, the pressure of expectations of planning and hosting a wedding these days put on couples is enormous. There's that feeling that it must be unique, that it must not look like every other wedding, that it must be experiential for the guest. And then combine that with the after effects of a pandemic, and it's a recipe for anxiety, stress, overanalyzing, micromanaging, and fear of the unknown. In fact, in another 2022 survey by Zola, 71% of couples surveyed categorized wedding planning as extremely stressful and more nerve-wracking than any other major life events like finding a new job. These are the anxieties today's couples are feeling. These are the worries they have running through their head. These are all the wedding dream-busting moments they have experienced prior to booking you. And then you come in. The million-dollar question is, how do you create clear expectations and boundaries around working with your clients while also honoring the fact that they are likely feeling extreme levels of anxiety around the unknown of what it means to work with us? The answer is empathy, authority, and authenticity. These are some of the most important aspects to building trust with your clients, which leads to a great client experience. Right now, as wedding pros, we're heavily bombarded with messages of show up on every social media platform ever. Get your workflow down pat. Make sure your website is optimized. Get your CRM on point. Don't forget to network and update all your content regularly and blog and create SOPs for your team and basically do all the things. Yes, all the things are important, but you and I know that if everything in your business is a priority, then nothing is actually a priority. However, the human relationship aspect of meeting your clients where they are and helping them see the path to a successful event, well, my friends, that's where the magic happens. So with that focus, this episode covers four things we as wedding pros can do to have the ideal recipe for great client relationships that are built on trust and solid boundaries. Now, my advice is to use this episode as a check-in of where you're nailing it and maybe where you need to put some focus. I know you're busy and it's a crazy year, so feel empowered to pick just one thing you hear in today's episode to implement into your business and see how it helps transform your relationship with your clients. Here we go. Number one is to do an onboarding call with all new clients. This is where you review your welcome guide with your couple, and you should invite other key decision makers to join as well. So in many of my past client cases, this would be the couple as well as parents that are financial decision makers. If those other key decision makers can't make it, you can offer to record the call and send them the replay. Now, perhaps this is counterintuitive to those of you that have clauses in your contract that state you'll only correspond with the couple and not any other family members. I honestly struggle with how realistic this is after having been a wedding planner for 12 years and worked with all different types of clients and families. Whether we like it or not, weddings are a family affair, and couples today have more independence, both financially and in their decision making, but many still hold their parents' opinions in high regard and want their input. This initial relationship building with your key decision makers is important, and it's a huge way to build referrals not just with your couples, but with those other stakeholders like the parents who will sing your praises for years after the event ends. It's also an amazing roadmap and boundary setter to make sure that everyone is on the same page as to what your working relationship will look like. And if you're looking for more on this, be sure to check out episode 151 of the podcast, where I break down the five things to include in your welcome guide in detail and include some helpful templated verbiage also. In short, the unknown creates anxiety, and anxiety creates micromanaging. And this can be avoided 99% of the time with a solid onboarding process and welcome guide. On to number two. Always be clear and realistic about what comes next with your clients. If you want some amazing and super easy to implement tips related to this, check out episode 154. It's called How to Shift Your Business to Meet Amazon Addicted Couples, and it's with special guest and industry expert Michelle Loretta. When it comes to being realistic about follow-up and deadlines with your clients, what I mean here is don't overcommit yourself to deadlines and follow-up that you can't meet. This is overpromising and under-delivering and puts your business reputation in jeopardy with both clients and other vendors, and it is one of the fastest ways to create distrust as well. Hear me out here. I 100% get that we're all feeling the intensity of the wedding boom, whether you're just a solopreneur or managing a team. I too am feeling it, and sometimes I feel like my life is this fast-paced game of Tetris where I'm trying to knock out the rows of tasks before they reach the top. But if you're currently feeling that you're absolutely buried in follow-up to your clients, let me encourage you to bring on additional support. Maybe this looks like hiring a virtual assistant, or maybe hiring more than one person if you already have help on your team. This person, if legit and skilled and trained in this role, will not only give you hours back in your day, but will also create a better client experience for your clients and help you get your workflow down pat as well. Now, if you're feeling lost on how to start this process and you're looking for some recommendations, I want you to DM me on Instagram @plannersvault, and I'm happy to give you my top resources for finding this magical being. Number three on the list, create space for questions and for being human. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, the overwhelming anxiety with your clients is super high when it comes to planning their wedding. Being a lighthouse for them and a safe space to ask questions is important. But there's being a safe space And then there's the client that is calling and texting you all the time, pushing past your boundaries and driving you insane. To avoid this scenario, I'd recommend one, being clear upfront about your communication policies on that onboarding call. Is texting cool? Is DMing okay? What are your office hours? What do office hours even mean to you? And then I recommend you earmark an hour or so twice a week for those office hours as a set and block time in your calendar for those random pop-up questions. If you use an online scheduling app like Acuity or Calendly, you can share this link with your clients when they book with you and let them know it's always available for them to grab a 15-minute quick question spot on your calendar. This is a virtual meeting. So when those random texts come in asking if you have just a minute, you then redirect them to your quick question link that you covered when they booked, and voila, clear and kind boundaries have been upheld. A few follow-up high-level tips here are to set up these appointments for 15-minute slots with 5-minute buffers in between, just in case they run over, and share this link during your onboarding call as a resource they can use as part of the package they've contracted with you throughout their time as a client. This creates trust and connection with your clients while also holding to your process and your boundaries. Super, super important. Now, the fourth and final thing that we as wedding pros can do to create a better client experience and lean into empathy and authority while doing so is a reminder from last week's episode with Jen Trotter on managing conflicts. And it is, when things feel off or you're sensing tension in your relationship with your client, stop emailing back and forth and hop on a call or schedule a call as soon as possible. Tone and empathy are best relayed through voice and not through emails. I get it. Maybe you really shy away from confrontation and the idea of getting on the phone with an unhappy client is terrifying to you. In that case, I want you to check out episode 185 for specific scenarios and verbiage of how to handle different types of conflict. But remember this, after your call, a call recap in writing is absolutely a must. So if you decided on a plan of action with the client on the call, you've got to put it in a written recap, because you know what? If it's not in writing, well, it basically didn't happen. Let me say it again. When things go south, always have a call versus a long email thread, but follow up with a written recap email, because this is how, one, you're covering your butt, two, making sure you're on the same page, and three, holding the other party accountable to what you've agreed to on the call. There you have it. Four ways to level up your client experience and communication while building trust and creating and enforcing clear and kind boundaries. As a recap, the tips were: one, do an onboarding call with all new clients. Two, always be clear and realistic about deadlines and follow-up. Three, create space for questions and being human. And four, when there's friction or a miscommunication or misunderstanding, stop emailing and have a call, but be sure to put a recap in writing after. So from these four things, where are you nailing it and where might you put some energy and effort towards leveling up? I'd love to hear and cheer you on. Tag me on social at @weddingsforreal or @plannersvault, or drop a comment in our free Weddings for Real Facebook group, which is linked in the show notes. And if you're looking for resources and support to make all the above tips easier, well, I'd love to have you join my membership for wedding planners, which just got a beautiful new rebrand and upgrade. You can check it out at theplannersvault.com. And inside the membership, there are thousands of dollars of time-saving templates, there's monthly education and coaching, and there's an amazingly supportive community of planners across the U.S. and beyond. And all of these things are what will take you from feeling overwhelmed with your never-ending business owner to-do list to equipped and ready to unlock the next level of business success. That's all for today. This episode was edited and produced by Earfluence and is brought to you by my online membership, The Planner's Vault. Thanks as always for tuning in. I so appreciate you. And I'll see you next time on Weddings for Real.